3:39 here on The Ticket.
Too many nights I've laid awake wondering what is on Mike's mind. I've tossed and turned and crashed and burned, imagining what I'd find. So I'll just sit here and drink my beer, maybe rub one out tonight. 'Cause I can hardly wait to find out just what is on Mike's mind.
He can hardly wait to find out just what is on Mike's mind.
Thank you.
Shut up, bitch. For want of a little leveraging, Shoopy.
Autoflex and Metro PCS, Shoopy.
All right. Excellent deal. This last weekend was a very tough weekend for me. I will admit that. Probably most of you feel me on this. It probably was for you, too. And I was just kind of wandering around all day in a fog on Saturday. And I usually don't have days like that because of sports. Usually if I have a day like that, something much, much worse has gone wrong for me. Usually in sports, though, something like this happens and I can walk it off okay after a little while. But only now am I starting to reach that point with this. However, through it all Saturday, there was one thing that I would go to throughout the day whenever I needed a laugh. And it never failed to satisfy.
Okay.
And that thing was the greatness of Dizzy D and Coco.
What are you doing this for?
What are you talking about? Seriously, what are you talking about? What, do you own the songs?
They're out there. You
what
can
do you
find
mean
them.
They're out there? Like at Best Buy?
The Unticket?
Yeah.
I'm going to have that site taken down.
They have everything.
What is the Unticket? I don't understand what they do.
They archive
audio.
There's
a bunch of P1s, yeah.
Do they work?
Yeah. Apparently, yeah.
They do? They have
at
jobs?
Just at that?
No. No, they have real jobs. Then in their off time, they listen to us and pull and edit audio.
What?
Yeah, they're the ones that did the CJ versus Corby brag off.
They're awesome.
What in Holy Mary, Mother of God, would have made you even think to search it out in the first place? Like, what were you...
I don't know, but something did. And I started thinking about the song R. Matt.
The one about Ruben Mateo?
Yes. I started thinking about Arbat.
When was Ruben Mateo here?
I don't know, about 10 years ago?
The song is listed as June of 2000.
11 years ago.
We had just started on this show together, I think. I think you'd been here like a month before I was.
And I decided that I wanted to hear that song, but where would I go? And I thought of the Unticket.
Awesome.
I wonder if they'll have this. And sure enough, not only do they have that, they have all the rest of them, too. So throughout the
Do you give these things to them? Like, they'll email you? How do they get it?
I don't recall sending those to them.
But, I mean,
I will every now and then.
You will? Like, they'll call you and ask, or email you and ask you
to? Yeah.
That's so weird. How do people come up with this
stuff? I don't know how they do it. But they have so many P1s that just send them crap that they upload and all that.
Like the other day when we were talking about the truck full of Hispanics drop.
Mm-hmm.
That's not as sensitive as the way I just put it. It got emailed to me in less than 10 seconds after saying that.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming it's from those guys.
That are from one of mine or the Ticket.com's draw pages.
Okay.
There's a lot of different draw pages now, basically.
Really?
Yeah.
Where people are collecting audio and stuff?
And now people are, just recording whole shows, and they've got their own sound editing stuff, and so they pull their own drops and will send them to me.
As poor as we are at archiving, there are people out there who do it for us.
Yeah, and they do it for free.
Like the guy who got the segment last week when we were talking about Nolan Ryan, whenever he was first hired 4 years ago, or whatever it was.
Yeah, they just keep top 10 segments and all that.
Wow.
So we don't have to save anything. It's great.
We don't even have to work.
I know.
I'm going home.
It's a cottage industry.
What?
Well, I'd like to thank you boys for Dizzy D and Coco from the bottom of my heart. A personal thank you from me. Because
does anybody?
I'm going to explain who this is. I'm going to explain this. This is 10 years ago, dude.
It pulled me through a very tough day.
It was all based on the time that...
It was Royce Clayton versus...
Was Michael Young
Chad
there?
Chad Curtis.
And it was over music that was being played.
The thong song.
Yes, in the clubhouse. And Chad Curtis took offense to one of the songs. And
we wrote a parody of this with what we said the song was. Yeah, and it was all about...
Would you like to hear it?
No.
I'd love to hear it, Shoopy.
No. Yeah. No, it was all about Chad Curtis, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And what a loser he was, and what a square he was, and how unhip he was. So, what are you doing? What is wrong with you? Seriously, that is what you fish for? Laughter? That was it?
Yes.
Any way to get through a downtime, Corby?
That's right, Corby.
Wow,
I mean, here I am trying to extend a sincere note of thanks to you guys.
Oh, the hell you are. You know exactly what you're doing here.
He knows exactly.
You are jamming a hot poker right up my ass.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
And his, too.
I mean,
it's like we're bent over, both of us, right now.
This is our Sahara rain.
It is. This is it.
This picked me up the other day when I really needed it.
Oh, God.
And it was the only thing I could find and the only thing I could think of that could.
That's, you know what? Call me next time. There are many other ways to pick you up.
I mean, listening to that and the big 12-pounder.
Do we turn into stoners?
No, we're smoking blunts.
We ain't got no problems. It's time to party, man.
No. Our boy Ruben broke his leg out there in center field. We got no center field out at the ballpark.
That don't sound good, man.
No, it don't. Our Rangers are going down.
Well, we need to help a brother out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we can bust a rhyme.
Can you pause it here?
Let's do that.
Oh, no.
Ruben.
A Puerto Rican man took off to first base. Had a single in mind, but that wasn't the case.
As he lunged for the bat, he broke his femur. Had to have a cracker take the keys to his Beamer.
A Ruben Mateo
is a Puerto Rican man.
That's the Beastie Boys.
Leg broken by the white man. We know a French man.
His name is Piera.
The new center fielder's name is Sierra.
Who?
This is terrible.
This is awesome.
Winning without him, you better say a prayer.
Yo, Dizzy D, how you feeling now?
Yo, pass me a blunt, Coco, because it's time to chill.
Why am I sounding like Snoop Dogg?
I don't know.
I know we got two more verses, my man.
Oh, no.
Let's get serious about finding ourselves a
Why do we have to converse in between verses?
That's just what people do when they're smoking pot and singing, obviously.
In the making,
this radio's
intern Zeke, too much bacon. He's a fashion player, 22 years old, just like Julio Franco. Wears too much go.
Looking at the outfield, you got no more name.
All right.
Mateo Capuano.
So annoying.
That picks
that
you
is
up.
Awesome.
That
yes.
would have sent me into a coma.
That made me laugh.
It's so bad.
That and 12-pounder.
What we did like
all the
six
rest
of them.
Yeah. In a span
Curtis
of like.
12-pounder, egg drop soup, utility man, Mateo, clubhouse ho.
Oh, yeah.
What
utility
is egg
man.
Drop soup?
Is that maybe Chan Ho?
Oh, yeah, just leave it alone. I don't even want to go
I'm afraid
there.
To play it.
It was back at a time when we could say anything about any minority we wanted, and that's gone.
What was
your little utility band?
That's the first one. That's the one
yeah.
I don't want to hear. Oh.
God.
Oh. I am sweating. I hate it so much.
A little baseball. You think you can get yourself maybe an MVP this year, my man?
I don't think so.
Well, check it out, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
You got a World Series ring. You got an MVP. Your mother buys a crack from Daryl Strawberry. You played with the Yankees. You got a big head. Your sister is a hoe. I shagged her in my bed.
How about your baseball card for a time on eBay?
You hit two home runs. You think
we're talking about Chad Curtis?
I guess.
He won an MVP?
Got your pumpkin head bounced up a ping pong table.
You tell a team, man.
You tell a team. Man, you can't play ball, but you think you can. Left field,
oh
right field, you can't.
Look how happy Mike is.
You think you're a player, but you ain't worth.
All year.
All right.
That's enough.
That is such awesome work.
It makes me sick at my stomach. It's so embarrassing.
Man, if I could be a part of something even 10%
you were.
That
great. You were. We yeah. had you record
you,
things.
You did. You appeared in one of the songs, I believe.
12-pounder. I remember having him do it. He had to do it 30 times.
And we had to, like, edit it.
Yeah.
I remember Piece thinking y'all were a real group.
We're...
What I
it took me
too.
The second song
Shut
before I realized
up.
That it was Danny and Corby, Dizzy D and Coco.
Yeah.
I swear. I just started listening. I was like...
A real group that rapped about Chad Curtis?
Sure.
Yeah, why not?
I didn't know much about music.
Oh, man.
Wow. Two guys who rap about the Rangers.
Wow.
God, and that was back when they were...
Terrible.
Awful. Just awful.
Well, it did the trick for me.
All right, I tell you what. If they ever get to a point where they're winning 65 games again or 55 games or something like that, we'll bring them back. That's my promise.
Yes. Thankfully, this is constructed to be good for a while.
At least till we're fired.
But when the right. team gets bad, we'll have the return of
yes,
Dizzy D and
I
Coco.
I swear to you. Yes.
We'll be 50.
Yeah, and we're going to do it.
Great.
Awesome.
8 years. 8 to 10.
All right. The